జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌడ భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే త్రినాదపి సునీచైన తరోర్ ఇవ సహిష్ణునా అమాని నామానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదా హరి హరే నామ హరే నామ హరే నామైవ కేవలం కలౌ నాస్త్యేవ 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 గతిరన్యథా. For my first little reading, this is entitled Krishna Visits the Pandavas. The Pandavas at this time are in the forest. They have to stay in this forest for 13 years, as was the rule of the dice game, the second dice game. In the first dice game, they lost themselves, they lost their treasury, their kingdom, they even lost their wife. Then it was all given back to them by the mercy of Dhritarashtra. But then Shakuni and Duryodhan devised another scheme, because they felt that they had been gypped because of their father Dhritarashtra giving it all back. So another dice game was conceived. This time whoever loses has to go to the forest for 12 years, and then the 13th year have to live 1 year incognito, and if discovered, another 12 years. So of course Yudhisthira, doing what he feels is the proper action, agrees to the dice game, which of course Shakuni wins, because he is the cheater of the cheaters. He is the best. He's the personification of cheating. They should make him the patron saint of Las Vegas. And of course the Pandavas lose, and so they have to go to the forest. Within that period, the Pandavas are visited by Vyasadeva, by Markandeya Rishi, by other saintly persons, and sometimes Krishna comes to see them. So this is one time when Krishna came to visit the Pandavas. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 When Krishna heard the news that the Pandavas had been exiled, he decided to go and see them in the forest. He invited Balaram, Dhrishtadyumna, Shikandi, and many other kings to accompany him, along with Subhadra and her son Abhimanyu, and together they rode to the Kamyaka forest. Seeing Yudhisthira and his brothers dressed in deerskins and stripped of their kingdom, both Balaram and Krishna were enraged. Krishna said, I cannot tolerate this injustice. The earth shall drink the blood of Duryodhan, Karna, Shakuni, and that fourth one, Dushasan. So interesting, Krishna refers to him as the fourth one, because it was Dushasan who was trying to disrobe Draupadi. After we kill them and their followers, we will install Dharmaraj on the throne. Those cunning men, the Kauravas, deserve to be slain. This is quite in accord with eternal morality. Krishna's anger blazed. It seemed as if he were about to consume the creation. Arjuna quickly sought to pacify him by recollecting his many wonderful deeds. Arjuna prayed, O Krishna, the great Rishi Vyasadeva has told me that you are the cause of creation, that you are the mover of all minds, and that you are the beginning and end of all things. All asceticism rests in you, for you are the embodiment of all sacrifice and the eternal supreme person. All the demigods, devatas, depend upon you, and you are the origin of the universal creator, Brahma. O mighty armed Keshava, you have appeared many times on earth in many different incarnations. Accepting Krishna as even the cause of the Almighty Lord Vishnu, Arjuna described various Vishnu avatars, all who had appeared in past ages. O Krishna, as Narasimha, you slew the mighty Asura, who was that? Who did Nrisimha kill?
Hiranyakashipu.
As Aditi's son, what's Aditi's son? Who's the incarnation? Anybody know? Vamana. You swept away the entire universe with how many steps?
Three steps.
O soul of all beings, covering the heavens, you dwell in the body of the sun and imbue him with your own effulgence. Why don't you sit here? Arjuna went on to describe Krishna's activities in his present appearance. Arjuna said, you have killed numerous demoniac kings who were fierce enemies of even the demigods. O Janardhan, you have manifested here on earth the sacred and eternal city, Dwaraka, which abounds in opulence and is always crowded with rishis. Envy, untruth, malice and cruelty are absent in you, for you are always the well-wishing friend of all creatures. Narada has told me that at the end of the yuga, all things movable and immovable will enter your body. O Krishna, there is no limit to your glories. I have spoken of only a minute part. Same thing Krishna says later when he speaks Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 10, Krishna explains his Vibhuti Yoga, how he can be seen throughout so many different aspects of this creation. And at the end, Krishna says, but Arjuna, what need is this? Just understand, with just a tiny spark of my splendor, I pervade everything. Arjuna continues. And as he spoke, Arjuna felt himself becoming overpowered by transcendental ecstasy. His voice choked up, and he was unable to continue. Pleased and pacified by Arjuna's expression of love, Krishna then said, oh, this is nice. Look what Krishna says to Arjuna. Arjuna, you are mine, and I am yours. All that is mine is yours. One who hates you, Arjuna, also hates me. And one who follows you also follows me. Formerly, you were Nara, and I was Narayan. Although we are individuals, we are like as one. No one can understand our oneness and difference. To be continued. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So Sri Sachi Sutta Das.